I wonder if any of you have ever tried to explain Bonfire Night to a foreigner. It seems to me a strangely bizarre English, is it even British? I'm not sure, custom that every year we remember a man who was executed as a traitor. But then, when you think about it, so were some people whom we would name as saints. So was Guy Fawkes some kind of saint? Well, to some at the time, he may well have been a hero, just as those Palestinian detainees recently welcomed home from Israel were welcomed home as heroes. Although Guy Fawkes was just one of the conspirators to bring back the Catholic king, there would have been those who were sympathetic to that cause. And indeed, I don't know if you knew, I didn't know, that King Charles I, who was executed in 1649, was later canonized by the Church of England. I didn't know we canonized people all on our own, and I didn't know that King Charles was one who was canonized, although he has been demoted now, I think, to being just a martyr. But he was certainly someone who divided opinion. Many of those whom we regard as saints were martyred for a cause. And being prepared to die for a cause is, of course, a sign of total commitment. But if that were the only criteria for sainthood, the question might come down to whether or not we think that the cause itself is worthy. And of course, on that, opinions are going to differ as much today as they did between the Protestants and the Catholics back in the 1600s. Are the saints simply those prepared to die for the Christian cause? Well, the question of defining a saint is not easy. It's a matter that divides Protestants and Catholics. And there's a difference, isn't there, between human processes for recognising a person as a saint, there's a committee that does that in Rome, and the essential issue. So let's just look at those readings we heard, because they're quite helpful. In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul refers to all members of the embryonic Christian community as saints. And indeed, the word is only used in the Bible to refer to those persons who have faith in Jesus as Lord, who pledge to follow him. Indeed, all those who are baptized are saints. So I guess, well, I haven't asked everyone, but that includes most of us here. Our cause is clear. But sainthood is not merely about membership. The dictionary defines saints as a person of extraordinary holiness of life. So it's also about how we live, not just about the cause we espouse. The Christian life is not simply about joining up. It's not simply about the label. It's about how we live out our faith. And our gospel reading has a lot to say about that. It doesn't say, blow up your enemies. It says, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you and bless those who curse you. It's really quite a tall order, isn't it? This suggests that those who are terrorists are not saints, though to some they may be heroes. And there's more to learn from our gospel reading. You may have noticed, if you're sharp-eyed and sharp-witted this morning, that the hymn before our gospel reading started with the familiar words, "Blessed are the pure in heart." Now, those are words from the Beatitudes, as found in Matthew's gospel. And the words that I actually read today from Luke are similar, but they're different in several ways. And they don't include, blessed are the pure in heart. But they do give us four pairs of phrases which are blessings and four parallel pairs of woes. Now, each pair is in two parts. The situation of people as they are now, poor or rich, hungry or full, weeping or laughing, despised or popular, and the future situation in God's kingdom, where all that's going to be reversed. The situation of the faithful in this world contrasted with their situation under God's rule. In God's kingdom, those who are hungry, whether literally or metaphorically, will be fed, and those who weep will laugh. But what will bring about that change? And the clue lies in those final words outlining a way of life that I called a tall order. As Christians, we're called not just to sign up to the cause, but to live it out as Jesus did, loving our enemies, giving generously, even to those who would harm us. It's not the agenda of a terrorist or even of many whom we might see as heroes, but it is our calling if we are to be saints. It's not an easy calling. Following it has resulted in many being prepared even to sacrifice their lives in different ways, perhaps not literally as a martyr, but in a daily sense of giving up their own interests for those of others, perhaps through caring for someone rather than following a chosen path. So today, let's remember and celebrate those who have been, and perhaps still are, faithful both to the cause and to a holy way of life. Let's seek to make our church communities ones in which we proclaim and live out radical forgiveness and generous love. And the good news, we are assured that the Holy Spirit will guide us, will be with us in our efforts. As one verse from Scripture says, when we do not know how to pray, the Spirit prays within us with sighs too deep for words. I just love that phrase, because sometimes when I come to pray, and that phrase about sighs too deep for words, if you're sitting there and watching the news and thinking, oh my goodness, where is this ever going to end? And sighing and sad about it. You are then those who weep now, but we are promised a different situation. So may we all be strengthened as saints to follow Christ, who is both our leader and our example. Amen.